Good Thursday afternoon, everyone. I'm Andrew Dowell with Saunders & Associates, and this is the Happening in the Hamptons podcast, our weekly breakdown of the Hamptons market, new listings, and events on the East End. The Happening in the Hamptons podcast is sponsored by New York Title Abstract, the Hamptons' leading title insurance firm. Visit newyorktitle.com or titleinsurance.com. We are joined today, as always, by Steve Glick and Dave Retiner. And today, Jesse Warren, mayor of Southampton Village. Jesse, thanks so much for joining us.
All right.
Thanks so much for having me.
Listen, I want to start with this summer and what that's going to look like. This time last year, COVID had just hit. Everything was shutting down. There was a ton of uncertainty, which, of course, you've been dealing with as best you can this year. But when you look ahead to this summer, what do things look like?
Well, we're expecting a large influx of residents, both full-time and part-time residents coming in, and not just coming in for weekends at a time, but coming in for weeks or months at a time. So we think our village is going to be very vibrant this summer. We're going to do everything we can to support our local businesses and to assist our residents who do come out here. So we're expecting a pretty lively and exciting summer. It's still not going to be back to 2019 normal, but our new normal looks to be promising, and we're going to prepare for the best case scenario.
And then last summer, you know, Main Street, there was a lot of outdoor dining. Things sort of shifted. The Main Street kind of got shut down so that restaurants could kind of bump out into the street and the parking lots a little bit. Are we going to see similar setup this summer?
That's right. We're going to make sure that our restaurants are well-equipped for outdoor dining. At our last board meeting, we discussed a plan to put in place. So we want to encourage our restaurants to use as much village property as possible. We want them to thrive. We want our residents to be able to enjoy their time out in the village. So we'll make sure there is a plenty of outdoor seating. And in addition, last summer we did the Southampton the Streets, where we experimented with closing Main Street and Job's Lane for pedestrians only. We want to make sure we do that again, but this summer we want to do that in a more organized and coherent fashion, potentially hire a creative consultant to help us make it a bit more luxurious or high-end, to make sure there's a good plan in place as far as music and entertainment, but also make sure it's safe and make sure that seniors who were sometimes concerned that there weren't enough parking opportunities had opportunities to get to the village if they couldn't find parking, you know, close enough to Main Street.
How about things like concerts in the park? That's a huge thing that Southampton does at Agawam Park, you know, once a week during the summer. Is that going to happen this year, or wait and see?
Concerts at the park are through the cultural center. If New York State and CDC and other guidelines say it's okay to have, you know, outdoor concerts, we would like to do so. We could try to see how it works, maybe with a more limited capacity. But if New York State's going to tell us that we could have 150 people outside or 500 people outside for an outdoor activity where people are still wearing masks and we see everyone getting vaccinated by the end of May, it looks like it could be a go, but we want to wait and see a little bit more about our numbers and vaccination rates and to what extent the vaccines are effective.
That sounds positive. It sounds like some positive news, and we're excited to see what the summer is going to bring. You've done an amazing job, you know, when this pandemic all started, and informing the public through your Instagram channels, through the outreach in the community, to the campaign all around Southampton Village of wearing a mask. So certainly, I guess, for the public, they should continue following you on Instagram and follow along to get that immediate update about what's going to happen in Southampton Village, because we're all excited to see what the summer outlook is going to look like. I'm positive that things are turning for the better. You know, obviously, I don't believe that they're getting worse. And I think it's a great thing to do for the local businesses and restaurants to offer the continually offering the outdoor dining and potentially closing down the Main Street of Southampton Village to give everyone an opportunity to do social distance and enjoy, you know, the best of Southampton and have these outdoor experiences.
I'm curious, what's that been like from your standpoint as the mayor to try to balance, you know, you obviously want businesses to be successful. You want them to be able to be open and have people there, but you have to make sure that you're keeping everybody safe too. So what's that been like from your standpoint as the mayor to try to sort of balance that all out?
Well, there was, at the beginning of the pandemic,
it must have been so hard in the beginning. Mm-hmm. It must have been so intimidating when COVID just hit. I can't even imagine. You know, you were really the only one that was out there on Instagram, really saying, you know, giving guidance. You were really the only one.
We used all the channels. We used social media. We used print and mail to attract or to reach some of our older residents who weren't either on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. And right before the pandemic started, when no one knew what was going on, I was actually right on Main Street figuring out what to do. And a friend and resident came up to me and said, "You've got two choices. You know, you can go out there and you can put yourself out there, or you can go and run away and hide." Mm-hmm. And obviously, you need to pick which one you want to do. So I made sure I was out there, made sure we were communicating, aggregating all the information we got from the governor's office and from the county executive and from the other local municipalities and from doctors who were at the local hospital. And we wanted to make sure that we aggregated local, semi-local, and statewide information and gave it to our residents every single night so that they felt comfortable knowing exactly what was going on. And then looking back in March, I was the first mayor in New York State to actually mandate masks. And we sent the executive order up to New York State. And believe it or not, the New York State Department of Health denied my executive order for masks.
Incredible.
But we forced them to mandate masks statewide because we put the pressure on them through my executive order in order to mandate the masks. I would have actually done it 2 weeks earlier, which would have been unheard of. But we waited because I was given advice that we should have masks for people because there was no supply back in March. Mm-hmm. So we actually used some suppliers I actually had through my retail business. Oh. We ordered masks. We got 15,000 of them delivered to my house. And then the second those masks arrived, then we issued the executive order because we didn't want anyone to say, "Well, I don't have them." Otherwise, we would have done it earlier. And then we had volunteers because everyone was home.
You were handing them out?
Every single village resident within 48 hours who wanted a packet of surgical masks got one. Again, this was in March and very early April when there was no supply of masks. And some states didn't even have that mandate yet. And so every village resident got them when there was none. And then on top of that, there was also no hand sanitizer. And we were able to get these big jugs through the Hamptons Health Society and Dr. Miklos. And I sat there actually with my girlfriend every night, and we bought these little tubes on Uline, and we were using funneling these mini tubes and handing out the sanitizers to everyone. Again, this was in March and April. This was not like during the summer when there was ample supply. Mm-hmm. This is when there was nothing on the shelves.
We all remember those days.
We were providing the updates. We were getting the right PPE out to people. We were also sourcing and raising money, ventilators to the hospital, oxygen helmets, oxygen tanks. Wow. We raised about $500,000 to get this equipment to the hospital.
Incredible.
To make sure the hospital was safe. Everyone was really engaged. The entire community really came together. So that was the real positive at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And now fast forward to this summer when we're assisting everyone to get vaccines.
Yeah.
We also just cut a deal with BioReference, who's getting some money from the state. That's a lab to have free rapid testing every day in the village so that people can go down to the cultural center. We're in the process of getting this set up. And even though people are going to be vaccinated, they can still get their free test if they've got insurance. And I think if you don't have insurance, it's going to be no more than $29 a test. But we're going to try to figure out a way to make sure it's free for everybody. Just you go down, you get your test, and make it
It's all very proactive. You know what I mean? Trying to make sure people have what they need when they need it. Which is, I'm sure, a challenge.
Now the vaccine is available now. They opened up the Tuckahoe location, and I think there's other locations within the village, right, that people can go get the vaccine. How have you been helping get that word out and helping seniors, you know, get to those locations?
Well, we sent out a letter to every village resident. The first letter was, I'm sorry, village resident over the age of 75, and then subsequently over the age of 65. A lot of the over 75 seniors were not sitting on their computer all day clicking and refreshing their browser trying to find a vaccine.
Sure.
So we made sure we do it for them. So any single senior over the age of 75 who wanted a vaccine has now gotten their first dose at least.
Wow.
So we also made sure that we were assisting them find one. There's more vaccines online now, but at the beginning it was tough.
Right.
But we were using the channels we had. So now, luckily, the state has set up a site at the Stony Brook Southampton campus, which is open. They're now doing their second doses, but they were doing, according to the hospital, upwards of 400 doses per day.
Wow.
And that's going to be ramped up. Southampton Hospital had vaccines that they were distributing through the Greek Church and through a site in East Hampton.
Okay.
And then Sun River Health, which also has a wait list online, is a federally qualified healthcare company based on Meeting House Lane, but they've got offices throughout Suffolk County, and they've got vaccines. And I wanted to give a shout out to a nurse, Joy Pack, who single-handedly really is giving people, you know, hundreds of doses each day. And wow. We also reached out to the state and county and reminded them that these federally qualified healthcare companies like Sun River Health are small and nimble, and they know the communities. So if you send more vaccines to these FQHCs, it was a good outlet to get to seniors, mm-hmm. get to people of color, get to people in rural areas who don't have access to the technology. So there were outlets, and so quietly, our village residents were getting vaccinated, despite there being a bit of a slow start in Suffolk County. We've not only caught up now, we're, I think, ahead of the game as far as vaccine distribution. So, like you said, I'm actually pretty optimistic about the continued vaccine distribution.
That's good to hear.
We got to talk about real estate, man.
We do have to talk about real estate. Listen, I want to, you know, obviously this COVID response has dominated your first term. So what, you know, if you're living in Southampton Village, what can people look forward to long term? What are some things that are in the works, you know, once COVID's hopefully a thing of the past?
Well, one of the best things we can do, COVID or not, is to continue to push our downtown to make it more vibrant. We've got a great downtown, but there's downtowns like in Sag Harbor, which are really vibrant. And we have our own qualities. But one of the things we're doing is, number one, is we're looking to form a sewer district. Mm-hmm. Once we form a sewer district, the Suffolk County Department of Health will allow more wet uses in the village. So right now we're restricted. We can't open any more restaurants that aren't grandfathered in. We can't open more theaters. We can't have more experiences because we don't have the water treatment. So we just put an RFP out at our last board meeting, and we're going to hire an engineering firm to do a map and plan for our sewer system. We also formed a sewer task force. So I see a sewer system and more vibrant downtown going hand in hand.
Oh, that's great to look forward to. We've seen the same thing happen in the village of West Hampton Beach. You know, West Hampton Beach, they implemented a whole new sewer system. They did some construction on Main Street during the pandemic, and they reintroduced it. Now that more restaurants are coming in, new businesses are coming in, and the whole town is looking fresh, and it's drawing a lot of attention, and a lot of the community is excited about what's going to happen to West Ham Beach. So I think the same thing sounds like the same thing is in the pipeline to Southampton Village. So that's definitely something positive and exciting to look forward to.
And another positive thing, we had talked about this a little bit before we got the podcast going, but as far as taxes, not something anybody really likes, but some good news if you're a Southampton Village resident.
That's right. So I just proposed the budget this past Friday, and for the first time since 1999, we're going to be lowering the tax rate on assessed values. We're going to be lowering it by 25 cents on every $100 of assessed value.
Wow.
And for the first time ever, we lowered the tax levy by reducing spending, despite the fact that we're having a slight reduction in revenues. So that should translate a bit better to some of the property owners here and those who actually want to buy real estate, knowing that the trend, at least for now, is that we're going to be lowering taxes, both the tax levy and the tax rate. As you said, obviously no one likes higher property taxes, so our goal is to lower it. Unfortunately, in the village, despite the fact that the taxes are somewhat reasonable, we had this 15-plus year stretch of a massive rise in assessed values, but despite that rise in assessed value, the tax rate on those assessed values was going up. It shouldn't be that way. The town of Southampton actually was doing a pretty good job at lowering the tax rate because of the sharp increase of assessed value. So ironically, this year, because of COVID and construction being shut down for 3 months, our assessed values didn't actually go up as much as we thought. We're going to see a big rise in assessed value next year because of all the building that's going on. It's a bit of a lag. So the fact that we were still able to lower the tax rate was, I think, a strong achievement. And then the fact that we lowered the tax levy, mm-hmm. that's mostly unheard of. So I think our village residents are in good shape now. Every village resident is going to see a decline in their property tax rate bill.
Fantastic.
So that's a great transition to Steve. You know, every week he's got a rundown of the numbers. So Steve, last year was a record year for the Hamptons as a whole, but how are things looking in Southampton Village?
Yeah, I'm looking at Southampton Village, and last year in the Hamptons as a whole, there was over $7 billion in transactional dollar volume within the Hamptons. So we tout that it was a record-breaking year. It was incredible. And when you break it down and look at just Southampton Village alone, there was $977 million in dollar volume. It's close to $1 billion, which is up 117% from 2019. So it's an incredible influx of sales transactional dollar volume in the Southampton Village. It was the hottest, most active hamlet in the Hamptons. When you compare it to all the other hamlets, Southampton, the village as a whole, had more dollar volume than any other location in the Hamptons. And also sales transactions was up. So it's not just, you know, the high-priced homes on Meadow Lane selling in Southampton Village. It was also the sales transactions, up 82% to 144 sales transactions versus 79 last year. So it really showcases that, you know, a lot of people are buying into Southampton Village. They believe in Southampton Village, where it's going, and in the lowering the taxes is certainly going to help. You look at the breakdown of the markets, I mean, of the price categories. You know, the $1 to $2 million price category, it was up 136%, and the under a million was down 36%. So a lot of the home values that were priced under $1 million are now rose, right? And now they're over a million into the $1.5 to $2 million range. So we're certainly seeing an incline of the home values in Southampton Village. So it's definitely a positive outlook from last year, and I'm sure that trend will continue into 2021. Now, going into 2021 this week, you know, of course, we always break down the in-contract numbers. And so over the past week, there were 42 transactions that went into contract from West Hampton to Montauk. So compared to the same week last year it was just in the beginning of the pandemic, there are only 21 listings that went to contract. So this is all the Hamptons. So when you do a year-over-year increase, it's an increase of exactly 100%. The breakdown of those 42 transactions this past week, there was one over 20 million, two between 8 and 10 million, two between 6 and 8 million, four between 4 and 6 million, eight between 2 and 4 million, and 25 under 2 million. And then again, I always talked about the listings coming onto the market. Last week was an anomaly with, you know, we were plus the amount of listings coming onto the market versus what's going into contract. But this week, again, we saw only 25 new listings coming onto the market. So with 42 listings going into contract, it leaves a deficit of 17 listings. So certainly inventory is on the decline. So we're continuing to track that. And it is definitely a great time to list your property for sale. You know, there's tons of great opportunities.
There is no better time.
Exactly. With the deficit of 17 listings, you know, there's a great time to list your property for sale if you're thinking about it. The 25 new listings that came onto the market, there was two between 10 and 20 million, three between 6 and 8, seven between 2 and 4, and 13 new listings under 2 million hitting the market.
So, Dave.
Yes.
It's your time now. What's happening?
Yes, it's time for Happening in the Hamptons, where we get to do the top three things that are happening in the Hamptons. And we're in Southampton Village with the Mr. Mayor. So we're going to talk about the Southampton Arts Center, which I understand you're a big supporter of, which is great. That's that really cool brick building off of Job's Lane. And you can check out the East End Collected 6, which is featuring over 200 artists and is curated by Pat Miller. And this is something that we've spoken on the podcast before, but I just wanted to bring it up again because I know you're such a big supporter of the Southampton Arts Center, and it is a really cool spot. I mean, I've done so many activities there over the summer that I really enjoy. I remember a while ago they had a silent disco there. I can't remember. That was like last year.
What's a silent disco?
So you wear headphones with like 100 other people, and everyone's wearing headphones and dancing. And I thought it was going to be really stupid.
Is it the same song?
It was so much fun.
Everyone's listening to the same song.
Okay. Everyone's listening to the same thing. And you can switch to different channels. Uh-huh. So like the cool kids are listening to one thing, and then the older people are listening to one thing. I don't know. So it's a great little spot. So definitely check it out and put it into your weekly Hamptons activity to do in Southampton Village. There's also at the West Hampton Brewing Company on Saturday from 11 to 2 p.m., they're having a Pints and Poses yoga class. So basically, this is you get to go.
That's my type of yoga. That's what I've been waiting for.
You get to go do yoga, and then you also get to drink beer. So that sounds makes a lot of sense to me. And then my third thing, of course, we have Passover and Easter specials from several Hamptons restaurants, which include Lulu Kitchen in Sag Harbor, Rowdy Hall in East Hampton, and the L&W Market. And also, if you need to get clams, the Clam Shack is open in Montauk on the highway. And there's several other restaurants that are also doing these specials. You can check them all out at happyinthehamptons.com. And stay classy out there.
Well, I'm curious, Mayor Warren. So obviously you don't have a ton of free time, I'm sure. You sound pretty busy. But what do you like to do in Southampton Village with your free time?
Well, everyone seems to see me running in Southampton. So in my free time, I like to take runs. I go down to Fowler's Beach and come circle back around Old Town. So everyone, I think, knows when and where I run. So that's
paparazzi like to, comes out.
Like I said, I stop by the Art Center. We've got a lot of great restaurants here. And come this summer, there'll be a lot more going on here. So that's why I'm looking forward to the summer.
Yes, yeah, and for finally in spring. It's nice to go outside without a jacket on. Mayor Warren, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate your time and insight. Dave, Steve, thank you guys as always. Be sure to check out all our listings on Saunders.com. Once again, the Happening in the Hamptons podcast is sponsored by New York Title Abstract, the Hamptons' leading title insurance firm. Visit NewYorkTitle.com or TitleInsurance.com. Thank you all so much for listening. I'm Andrew Dowd, and that is what's happening in the Hamptons.